Can I talk to you for a minute?
No.
I hope you're not here to kill your baby. Please don't murder your child. Can I talk to you for a minute? I just wonder if I could just speak to you for just a moment. I'm handing out some information. Are you by chance here for the abortion clinic?
No.
Oh, you're not? Oh, good. Please read that. Very, very important. Did you know that that's what they do here?
I heard they do.
Yeah. Please read that. I think it'll answer some questions.
Okay.
All right. You have a really good day. Good morning. Can I talk to you for a moment? Can I just hand you something?
Okay.
There you go. Have a good day.
You too.
Folks, are you here to seek counsel about an abortion? Young man, I hope that's not why you're here. No real man would bring a woman to this place to kill her baby. Sir, could I have a minute of your time? Sir, you can't ignore your conscience. No use talking to you? No man would kill his child, sir. Only a coward would do that. No use talking to you? What do you think God thinks about what you're about to do? Well, come on, it doesn't hurt to talk. She's already in there. Come and talk to me. There are alternatives. Young man, don't do this. Don't murder your child. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Murder the kid.
What's that?
Let's go abortion. Let's get rid of those kids. We got too many kids in this world.
Really? Are you that disgusting and hateful, sir?
And Mitt Romney's not going anywhere. They have no chance. If that's what
you really want children to be murdered? Now, sir, have the strength of your convictions.
Don't
run away. Sir, don't run away. Don't be a coward.
Just say one thing.
No, I'm not going to just let you say one thing. It is murder. It is. No, that's not true. That's not true. It's a child. Doctors don't even believe that, sir. You're delusional, sir. You're delusional. You actually think it's okay to murder children. That is sick. That is sick and depraved, sir. You're going to stand before God. You're going to give an account for your life. And he's going to judge you.
UFOs more than God, man.
Well, that's because only a fool has said in his heart there is no God.
I never said there's no God. I only believe in what I see. I've seen a UFO before.
No, you haven't, sir. No, you haven't. That's about as reasonable as murdering unborn children. No real man would be for that. Only a coward would do that, sir.
You should get a job.
Only a coward would do that. Are you going in there to work there or to help some young woman have her abortion? You're a sick individual, sir. You need to repent. You need to come to faith in Christ, sir, and receive forgiveness. Because you're not a man. Good morning. Can I give you something?
Oh, no,
there are no nasty pictures in there, I assure you. They're just, no, there's no scary, bloody, icky pictures. I promise, I don't like to hand those out either. All right. Morning, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you.
God bless you. Ma'am, do you serve in the abortion clinic? Ma'am, if you do, please reconsider what you're doing there. What, ma'am? Is it your conscience? Ma'am, please don't participate in the killing of unborn children. You know it's wrong. Your conscience tells you it's wrong, ma'am. She walked back to her car. ma'am, please reconsider. You can call, ma'am. I have the right to free speech on a public sidewalk. I'm not harassing you, ma'am. I'm pleading with you not to kill unborn children. I don't know what to do. I asked you and you wouldn't answer, which is a confession in and of itself. Ma'am, you'll answer to God, though. You will answer to Him. Please don't. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. Have a good day.
You too, sir.
Thank you.
Is that for the abortion?
Yeah.
Is it today?
I know they do surgical abortions on Tuesday. I don't know what they do today. I take it you don't work there?
No. I'm against it.
Oh, good. Praise God.
I can put this in the bathroom if you want.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
There you go.
God bless you. Oh, that would be wonderful.
I'm against it.
And your name is? I'm Tony. Nice to meet
Tony.
You.
Oh,
nice
sorry,
to meet you.
I'm
that's okay. Sorry. It's all right.
Yeah.
Very good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Tony. Wait, let them in.
Yeah, it's so tragic to see these ladies, and even worse to see the men bringing them.
Just, even the mom.
Yeah, it just breaks my heart.
Because we take care of old people. We are home health agents.
Oh, okay.
And now that's why we want to move out.
Oh, really?
Because the owner is my sister, like, you know, the company. And
the company you work for.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And my other boss. She's very religious, so she wants to move out.
Mm.
And she cuts those girls sometimes, and I would see her crying. I go, what happened now? You know, they have an abortion, and I talk to those girls, and they tell me it's none of your business, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh. Put this in the bathroom.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You can certainly go places I can't go. So.
They use the bathroom because they're throwing gas.
After the procedures or before because they're nervous or both?
After. I would say because they walk.
The
they
anesthesia?
Walk,
oh. That's so sad.
And they use it before, I think, yeah, before they go there.
There was a gentleman who came out here, kind of gave me a hard time. He was all dressed in blue, kind of looked like a work uniform, and he went inside the...
Oh, probably he works there.
Yeah.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
Do they have escorts? Do they have people who come out and escort the ladies in, or... No?
There's a guard upstairs.
Yeah.
So my boss talks to those nurses. Why do you work in this?
Oh, good for her.
You're helping them, you know.
I tried to talk to one as she was walking in, and she got very angry.
Yeah, they get angry. I have a
grandson.
That's
her conscience. Do you?
Yeah, he's he'll be turning 2 in November.
That's a neat age.
He's the love of my life. They're with me right now, me, them, and my daughter, because the husband is deployed. He's in the Air Force.
Yeah.
She's back home for 4 months, and then they go back again.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day. Ma'am, can I ask you, were you here to get some counsel regarding a pregnancy?
No.
You weren't? Okay. God bless you. Have a good day.
I just want to get out of the office.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day.
It is.
Well, it's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Okay. And thank you for your help.
Oh, you're
welcome. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the person of peace. How you doing? You going to work at the abortion clinic, sir?
No.
Good. Are you still here?
No, don't be, guys. What do you think you do this?
Nothing.
You do this for nothing? I didn't believe that.
What's that?
Are you married?
Yeah. Are you?
I don't want to be single by doing it. How does your wife feel about this?
Well, she loves children, too.
She loves children?
Yeah.
Okay. Has she ever had an abortion?
No. Never would think about it.
Never.
Why would you murder an unborn child?
Sometimes you don't need... sometimes you can't...
So why would you...
Sometimes it's necessary.
What? Give me the...
You would never have...
What is your name, by the way? I'm Tony.
And you... Question mark man.
You're question mark man. Okay. All right, question mark man. Tell me under what circumstances it's okay to kill a baby in the womb.
Rape, incest, financial instability.
Okay. So it's okay then to kill a child for the crime of the father.
Absolutely.
Really?
If you want to use that word, kill.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
It's an unborn fetus.
No. It's a child. Even the medical community and the Supreme Court has ruled that.
Just a lie, just as much as a lie.
That's not true. Okay. Okay, so question mark man, since I have nothing else to call you. All right, so let's say that a young girl is raped. She decides to keep the baby. She has the baby. She has the baby. Because women do this all the time. They choose not to kill the child.
All right.
She has the baby. The baby's about a month or two old. And then, as you said, she looks into those baby's eyes and she sees the eyes of her rapist. So under your rationale, it should be okay for her to kill that two-month-old, too.
What would you do if it was your daughter that was being raped?
We would raise the child and love
the child from a rapist.
and love our daughter. No, you're sick, sir, because you would murder the child for the crime of a father. You would murder the child for the crime of the rapist.
I don't believe if you had a daughter, she's really...
It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter what you believe, sir. It doesn't matter what you believe, sir. You're just trying... You're a liar, sir. You're just trying to justify your sin. And you're going to stand before God and give an account, and he's going to find you guilty of hatred in your heart, which is murder. And he's going to do what's right. He's going to punish your sin, and that punishment will be eternity in hell. And I don't want that for you, question mark man. I want you to have eternal life. But right now, you're a hater of God and you're a hater of people. You're a hater of God and a hater of people, sir. And you're a hypocrite on top of that. How you doing today?
All right.
Have a good day. You folks here for some family planning?
No, I'm
here.
Okay.
But we're here for them, but not for procedure, though.
Okay, are you contemplating that?
No.
Oh, praise God. Okay. Have a very good day.
All right.
God bless you. You too. Sir, are you here to get some counsel regarding an abortion? You are? No? You are, sir?
No.
No, okay. Do you work at the abortion clinic?
Maybe.
So why would you do that, sir? Why would you work in a place where you know they're killing unborn children?
I don't work at the abortion.
You don't? Okay. So you're just lying to me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you here by chance to get some counsel regarding a pregnancy? No, not hear about an abortion?
No.
No? Please take time to read that. It's very important. Have a good day. Good morning. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Young lady, you don't have to go through with this. He's being very selfish. He doesn't love you if he's asking you to kill your baby.